Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi unveils projects worth 33,700 crore rupees in Chhattisgarh, says these initiatives will create thousands of jobs and accelerate the economic development of the state. Centre extends Armed Forces Special Powers Act in parts of Manipur, Arunachal Pradesh and Nagaland for 6 months. Portals of Gangotri and Yamunotri dhams in Uttarakhand to open on 30th of April this year. Eid-ul-Fitr, which marks culmination of the holy month of Ramzan, being celebrated in the country today. US President Donald Trump threatens Iran with bombings and secondary tariffs if Tehran fails to reach an agreement with Washington over its nuclear program. And Deepak Punia and Udit settle for silver medals at Asian Wrestling Championship in Amman. Dinesh bags bronze medal. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has launched projects worth 33,700 crore rupees in Chhattisgarh. Addressing a public meeting gathering in Bilaspur, Mr. Modi said that these initiatives will create thousands of jobs and accelerate state's economic development. The Prime Minister emphasized that the projects are aligned with his government's broader agenda of infrastructure expansion, housing, education and rural empowerment.
छत्तीसगढ़ की स्थिति तेजी से बदल रही है। जब सुकमा जिले के एक स्वास्थ्य केंद्र को राष्ट्रीय गुणवत्ता प्रमाण पत्र मिलता है तो नया विश्वास जगता है। जब कई सालों बाद दंतेवाड़ा में फिर से स्वास्थ्य केंद्र शुरू होता है नया विश्वास जगता है। ऐसे ही प्रयासों के कारण नक्सल प्रभावित क्षेत्रों में स्थायी शांति का नया दौर नजर आ रहा है।
The projects unveiled by the Prime Minister include 3 lakh new houses under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana, 130 PM Shri schools equipped with smart classrooms and modern laboratories, a 540-kilometre petroleum pipeline to enhance regional energy security, and an extensive network of rural roads aimed at improving connectivity in the Maoist-affected areas. Mr. Modi said these projects are part of a larger effort to integrate Chhattisgarh into India's economic mainstream, reducing its historical dependence on mining and agriculture by fostering industrial and educational hubs. Taking aim at the opposition, Mr. Modi accused the Congress of failing Chhattisgarh's youth through recruitment scams, misgovernance and stalled development projects. He alleged under the Congress rule, corruption was rampant, recruitment exams were marred by paper leaks and government funds meant for the poor were misused.
कांग्रेस की सरकार में भर्ती परीक्षाओं में भी खूब घोटाले हुए। भाजपा सरकार ने भर्ती परीक्षाओं में हुए घोटालों को लेकर जांच बिठाई है और हमारी सरकार पूरी पारदर्शिता के साथ परीक्षाएं करवा रही है। इन ईमानदार प्रयासों का नतीजा है कि भाजपा पर जनता का भरोसा बढ़ता जा रहा है।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will flag off the first Vande Bharat Express to Kashmir from Katra on 19th of April, marking the completion of the 272-kilometre Udhampur-Srinagar-Baramulla rail link. Speaking to reporters in Jammu yesterday, Union Minister Jitendra Singh said Prime Minister Modi will arrive in Udhampur on the 19th of April. During his visit, he will inaugurate the world's highest railway bridge before flagging off the Vande Bharat train from Katra. The much-awaited rail project, which began in 1997, faced multiple delays due to its tough terrain. It includes 38 tunnels, 927 bridges and the 1,315-metre-long Chenab Bridge, which is taller than the Eiffel Tower. The Ministry of Home Affairs announced the extension of the Armed Forces Special Powers Act, AFSPA, for another 6 months in parts of Manipur, Arunachal Pradesh and Nagaland starting tomorrow. In Manipur, AFSPA will continue in all districts except for those under the jurisdiction of 13 police stations in 5 districts, Imphal West, Imphal East, Thaubal, Bishnupur and Kakching. The state has been grappling with ethnic violence since May 2023. The law has also been extended in 8 districts of Nagaland and parts of 5 others, while in Arunachal Pradesh, AFSPA applies to Tirap, Changlang, Longding districts and certain areas in Namsai district. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, arrested a key accused in connection with the illegal trafficking of a victim to the United States, who was deported back to India earlier this month. The agency said, according to the victim's complaint, he had paid approximately 45 lakh rupees to the accused agent for the illegal immigration process. NIA investigations revealed the accused, who lacked any license, legal permit, or registration to send individuals abroad, had trafficked the victim to the U.S. via Spain, El Salvador, Guatemala and Mexico using the donkey route. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a 2-day visit to Mumbai beginning today. The president will reach the city this evening. She will attend the closing ceremony of the Reserve Bank of India's 90th anniversary celebrations in Mumbai tomorrow. Portals of Gangotri Dham in Uttarakhand will open on the 30th of April this year. A decision to this effect was taken by Sri Gangotri Temple Committee at a meeting at Mukwa, the winter residence of Ma Ganga, yesterday. The doors of Yamunotri Dham will also open on the same day. More from our correspondent.
The portals of Gangotri Dham located in Uttarkashi will be open for devotees on 30th April on the auspicious festival of Akshaya Tritiya in Rohini Nakshatra at 10:30 a.m. With this, the Char Dham Yatra will begin in the state. Gangotri Temple Committee Secretary Suresh Rembal told that the auspicious time for opening the doors of Gangotri Dham were decided on Sunday, the first day of Navratri of Hindu New Year and Chaitra Shukla Pratipada. He said that the festival palanquin of Goddess Ganga will depart for Gangotri Dham from its winter residence Mukba village on 29th April at around 12 noon and will rest for the night at Bhairava Temple located in Bhairo Valley. The palanquin of Goddess Ganga will reach Gangotri Dham at 9 a.m. the next day on 30th April. The doors of Yamunotri Dham will also open for devotees on the occasion of Akshaya Tritiya. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The Ministry of External Affairs has informed that NDRF team has begun rescue operations at the UHLA Thein Monastery in Myanmar, where around 170 monks are still stuck. The ministry said the army team will visit the hospital site today and will set up their medical services tomorrow. As part of Operation Brahma in quake-hit Myanmar, External Affairs Ministry is also trying to get the NDRF team deployed at the Sky Villa, where 4 towers of 11 storey each have collapsed. The ministry added that the relief material will also be given to the SG of State Mahanaik Committee, where around 2,000 monks are sitting outside the monastery. The ministry also informed that India is providing assistance to members of the Indian community for their stay and food. Eid ul-Fitr is being celebrated with religious fervour and gaiety in various parts of the country today. The festival marks the culmination of the fasting month of Ramzan. The faithfuls are offering Eid prayers in Eidgahs and grand mosques. In Jammu and Kashmir, Mufti Nasirul Islam confirmed the sighting of Shawwal moon, marking the end of the holy month of Ramadan. A report.
Eid ul-Fitr is one of the most significant festivals in Islam that is celebrated with special prayers, feasting and acts of charity. Markets in Srinagar and elsewhere in Jammu and Kashmir saw a surge in shopping as general people were seen purchasing sweets, clothing and gifts. On this occasion, people visit friends and relatives. Children receive cash gifts called Eidi from their parents and elders that make them happy. J&K Waqf Board confirmed that the largest gathering of Eid prayers will be held at Dargah Hazrat Bal in Srinagar outskirts. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, Chief Minister Omar Abdullah, Cabinet Ministers and other prominent personalities have extended greetings to the people on the occasion of Eid ul-Fitr. Tariq Rathar, Akashwani News, Srinagar.
In Delhi, main Eid congregations are being held at Jama Masjid, Fatehpur Masjid and Shahi Eidgah. Elaborate security arrangements have been made on the occasion. More from our correspondent.
The festival marks the culmination of the fasting holy month of Ramzan. The faithful offer Eid prayers in Eidgah and mosques. In Delhi, people gathered at Jama Masjid, Fatehpuri Masjid and Sahi Eidgah for the special Eid prayers, followed by warm exchanges of greetings. The markets near Delhi's Jama Masjid decorated for the festival. Elaborate security arrangements have been made for the occasion. Ramzan, the ninth month of the Islamic lunar calendar, is observed as a fasting period by Muslims over the world who abstain from food and water during the period between sunrise to sunset. On this day, relatives, friends and families are welcomed and offered meaty sevai and delicious food. Akshit Vaidyan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
President and Vice President have greeted the people on the occasion of Eid ul-Fitr. In her message, the President emphasized this festival reinforces the spirit of brotherhood, cooperation and compassion. Muslims across Sri Lanka are celebrating Eid ul-Fitr today, marking the end of the month-long fast during Ramadan. The community, which constitutes about 10% of the island's population, gathered at mosques for special Eid prayers, followed by warm exchanges of greetings. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened Iran with bombings and secondary tariffs if Tehran does not come to an agreement with Washington over its nuclear program. In an interview with a news channel, Trump said U.S. and Iranian officials are talking but did not elaborate.
Iran is very high on my list of things to watch. Have to talk and talk it out, or my big preference is we work it out with Iran. But if we don't work it out, bad, bad things are going to happen to Iran.
Tehran, however, has rebuffed Trump's warning to make a deal or face military consequences. In the same interview, President Trump has expressed strong anger towards Russian President Vladimir Putin over the ongoing war in Ukraine. He warned that if Russia fails to agree to a ceasefire, he will impose tariffs of up to 50% on countries purchasing Russian oil. This marks a shift in Trump's approach, as he had previously been seen as favoring Putin during negotiations. European leaders were concerned about his stance, but his recent comments signal a tougher position. Moving on to the world of sports, Olympian Deepak Punia and Udit settle for silver medals at Asian Wrestling Championships at Amman in Jordan yesterday. We have more from our correspondent.
While Deepak Punia won silver in the men's freestyle 92kg weight category, Udit bagged silver in 61kg weight division. Dinesh defeated Turkmenistan Zia Muhammad Saparov in 125kg category to win a bronze medal. With this, India secured a total of 10 medals, including 1 gold, 3 silver and 6 bronze at the event. Next we have from IPL cricket, where Rajasthan Royals defeated Chennai Super Kings by 6 runs at the Baraspara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati last night. Nitish Rana, who played a sensational long of 81 of 36 balls for Rajasthan, was declared player of the match. In today's fixture, Mumbai Indians will host Kolkata Knight Riders at Wankhede Stadium. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And in Indian Super League, ISL football, Jamshedpur Football Club defeated Northeast United Football Club by 2-0 in Shillong to enter the semi-finals. With this, Jamshedpur FC will now play Mohun Bagan Super Joint across two legs of the semi-final on 3rd and 7th of April respectively, whereas Northeast United FC have been eliminated from the competition. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Anuja. Myanmar trying to inch back to normalcy after the devastating earthquake has been covered by all the dailies. Hindustan Times writes, Myanmar scrabbles for aid, toll nears 1,700. The Asian Age reports the increased humanitarian assistance by India for the country. Indian ships, aircraft rush aid to Myanmar under Operation Brahma. India now second largest host of international schools as parents seek to future-proof kids' future, reports the Times of India. And finally, the Economic Times writes about holiday itineraries for Indians now include Broadway-style musicals, operas, literature festivals for unique experiences under the headline, On a Cultural High, Indian Travelers Go Beyond Sightseeing. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Renu. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi unveils projects worth 33,700 crore rupees in Chhattisgarh, says these initiatives will create thousands of jobs and accelerate the economic development of the state. Centre extends Armed Forces Special Powers Act in parts of Manipur, Arunachal Pradesh and Nagaland for 6 months. Portals of Gangotri and Yamunotri dhams in Uttarakhand to open on the 30th of April this year. Eid ul-Fitr, which marks the culmination of holy month of Ramzan, being celebrated in the country today. U.S. President Donald Trump threatens Iran with bombings and secondary tariffs if Tehran fails to reach an agreement with Washington over its nuclear program. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.